Hello.
Hello. Hi, my name is Oscar, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Nubia?
She's not here. I'm sorry.
All right. And is there any way that you can help me out with the survey? I'm not going to take a lot of time on this, so if you can help me out, I would really appreciate your help.
Sure, not a problem.
Excellent. Thank you very much in advance for all your help. So let me ask you, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Peoria.
I'm sorry?
It's in Peoria. Peoria, Arizona. Like near Phoenix.
Understood. Now, generally speaking, do you think that the things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the wrong track?
As far as what is it like for elections and stuff like that?
Not really. It's just a general public opinion survey.
I mean, it's growing, so it's going in the right direction.
Got it. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of the Salt River, north of the South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
No, that's fine.
Awesome. Let me go ahead and ask you, in what year were you born?
86.
Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Is that you or a household member?
Well, we are all. I mean, I'm like Mexican-American, I guess. Well, my parents are Mexican. I was born in the United States, but they're both originally from Mexico.
Got it. Thank you so much. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just very good, or excellent?
I would say it's really good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Next, I am going to read to you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where one means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. So let's go ahead and start with the first one, more good paying jobs. What do you think about that?
About what, I'm sorry?
More good paying jobs.
More good paying jobs. I would say a 3.
A 3. What about better public transportation options?
Well, over and everything, I mean, everything is pretty good, but I mean, maybe a 2.
Got it. What about more shops and retail stores or commercial spaces for businesses?
I mean, it's definitely growing, so I would say, I'll just say a 3.
Got it. Now, better street and road maintenance.
A 2. In Levine, right? To cover Levine area?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
We will say that a 5.
A 5. More dining and entertainment options?
Maybe a 3.
3, okay. And more parks and recreational opportunities?
A 3.
3. Thank you so much. We are on a 40% completion on this, so thank you so much for your time. Now, continue with the survey. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, and a student or a homemaker?
I'm employed.
Got it. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
I mean, yes, I could just actually work signs of hiring everywhere. It's just people don't want to work, sadly.
So pretty much you think that it's too many jobs, but the people is not taking the opportunity, basically.
Maybe not too many, but I mean, there's definitely jobs out there.
Okay, so too few, let's say.
Let's say too few.
Okay. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouse, retail, and restaurants in Levin?
What were the options? Too many or too?
Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
About the right amount.
Got it. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of store and businesses. And for each of those, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levin. So let's go ahead and start with restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues. Would you like to see more of that in Levin?
Yes.
Yes, strongly, or yes, somewhat?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay, what about doctors' offices and hospitals?
I would say yes, because if I wanted more? Or
strongly yes? Somewhat yes?
Strongly
or no?
Yes. I strongly yes.
Understood. What about grocery stores and supermarkets?
Strongly yes, because there's only like one Walmart, I think, in the whole.
Okay. And what about dollar stores and discount chains?
Yes.
Strongly yes.
Strongly yes.
And home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Strongly yes.
Not it. And now, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levin?
Definitely more Walmarts and more like grocery stores.
Got it. I'm just taking note of that. So thank you very much. We mm-hmm. are right now in a 61% completion of the survey. We are moving up a little bit faster. So thank you so much for all your answers and your help. Now, let me ask you, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent? Is housing availability not a problem at all, and a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
I don't think I've seen a lot of apartments out there. I've seen more homes than apartment communities. So I would go with, what were my options again, I'm sorry?
It's okay. It's a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I would say a moderate problem.
Moderate problem, okay. And what about how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home?
It's expensive, so it's a big problem.
A very big problem. Understood. Now, still thinking about residential development, I am going to read to you a list of a different kind of housing, and for each of those, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levin. So let me ask you, would you like to see more of housing options for seniors in Levin?
Yes.
Strongly yes? Somewhat yes?
Strongly yes.
Got it. What about townhouses or attached homes?
Yes. A strong yes.
Understood. And what about single family detached homes?
I think there's a bunch of those. So I say maybe not so many. It's okay.
No. No. Okay. And multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
Strongly, yes.
Got it. And how long have you lived in Phoenix?
About 20 years now.
About 20 years. Understood. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I currently rent. I just went through a divorce, so I'm not in the home I was purchasing. But I'm currently renting.
Understood. We are now at an 80%, so we are about to end up this. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. So please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. So the first proposal is changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Do you oppose or favor that as a way to address housing costs and options?
If I oppose or I don't oppose?
Yeah. If you are strongly favored, somewhat favored, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed to that, as a statement, you know, to pretty much increase, let's say, at some certain point, the way in which we are addressing, or the way that they are addressing pretty much the housing costs and options.
Yes, that's because everything is so expensive right now. So I strongly oppose how they're doing at the moment.
Got it. And what about change zoning laws to allow for the constructions of more apartment buildings?
I don't oppose to that.
So it's going to be somewhat favor, strongly favor?
Somewhat favor.
Got it. What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
I don't oppose to it, so I would be okay with them doing more of that.
So strongly favor, somewhat favor then?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat, okay. And what about repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
I'm somewhat okay with that.
Somewhat favor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and changing zoning laws to allow a mix of a single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Somewhat opposed.
Got it. And repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
I don't oppose to that, so it should be okay.
Somewhat favor then?
Mm-hmm.
Understood. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, okay? So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
That was a while ago. I want to say in 2000. Well, I went to real estate school, so we could say like 2018.
Mhm.
So it's,
yeah, and it is like some college, four-year college, non-college, high school.
I would say college, just real estate. It was a real estate license. It was college.
Got it. All right. And what is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get the right amount, okay? Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000. $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $125,000, or more than $125,000?
I want to say it's under $70,000. It's combined income or just my income? Per household, you said?
Yeah.
Per household, I would say it's under $100,000.
Under $100,000. Understood.
Yes, go ahead.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Yes, Nubia.
All right. Then this concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good rest of your day and take care, okay?
Same to you. Bye-bye.